yesterday's shiur, the Alter Rebbe is explaining how the Tzimtzum is not literal, that God is not absent, God forbid, in any level of existence, because les asar poni minei, there is no place devoid of him. So the expression seiviv kol almim, which may imply, might seem to imply, a distance, that God surrounds the worlds from above, from the outside, and so on, is really not to be understood that way. God's surrounding or grasping the world is not in the same way that a person grasps an idea, where he remains detached and separate from the idea. Whereas when God grasps, surrounds, is saviv the creation, he is actually giving it life and giving it existence, bringing it out of nothingness, so that this awareness, this grasping, the surrounding light, is not aloof and distant. On the contrary, it is the very existence of the created being. Today's shiur on page 318, in Perek Zayin, Shari Yichud V'Emuna. The line begins, U'memale kol almin. U'memale kol almin, hi b'chinas hachayus. What do we mean then when we say that there is an aspect of God that fills the world? This is the energy, the life, hamislabesh es teich etzem hanivro, shehi mitzumtzemes beteiche betzimtzum rav. The save of kol almim is what gives the nivro, the created being, its existence, bringing it out of nothingness. The save, the memala kol almim, is that aspect of godliness that clothes itself in the individual creation according to its condition. And this, of course, comes through a tzimtzum. Kefi erech mohus hanivra shehu bal gvul v'tachlis b'kamusei v'echusei. According to the nature and the essence of the created being, which is a limited, finite being in its quality and quantity. Dehainu ma'alosei v'chshivusei, which means not only its quantity, its amount, but also its virtue and its importance. Again, Hashemesh, for example, the sun. Shegufa yeshligvu v'tachlis b'kamusei, the body of the sun is a finite size, finite dimension. Shehu kemei kuf samach zayin pa'omim kegedul kadur ha'oretz. The size of the sun is approximately 167 times the size of the earth. In the diameter. So that's the finite size, although it's huge, but still finite. Ve'echusei umaylosei, and its quality and its virtue, hu'erei, which is the fact that it gives light, gam ken yesh legvul. This also is finite, ad kama yuchol leheir, how much it can illuminate. Ki lo yoy lebilti tachos. Because it can't illuminate endlessly, me'achashehu nivra, since it is a created being and is finite in all its aspects. V'chein kol ha'nivroyim heim ba'alei gvul v'tachlis, and so it is with all created beings, that they are all finite, they have an end, ki me'oretz l'rakia mahalach tov kufshona, etc. So that all existence together, all the created beings together, all make up a finite existence, a finite condition. As for example, from heaven to earth is a distance of 500 years, between each heaven, 500 years, so it's all very large, but still definitely finite. V'im kein, ha'chayis ha'melubeshes bohem, so we can conclude from that the energy, the life, that is clothed within them, he, b'bechinas tzimtzum rav ve'otzum, must be very contracted, because it starts off as an infinite life, an infinite energy, and it restricts itself to the size or to the limit of the created condition. So it must be a great tzimtzum, ki tzrichot chilo lehistzamtem tzimtzumim rabim va'atzumim, because it first has to be contracted with powerful contractions. And many contractions,
until
until it is so contracted that it actually gives rise to creatures, to created beings in their finite form with a beginning and an end. So the difference between Seviv Kol Alma and Memale Kol Alma is not that Seviv is distant and Memale is present, is in the created being. Both are involved and engaged in the actual being. The Seviv Kol Alma gives it its existence, and the Memale Kol Alma gives it its form, both in quality and in quantity. In the Hayem Yeim for the 27th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes, "Ksiv uveirachecho Hashem elikecha b'chol ashatase." It says, "And the Eibishter will bless you in all that you will do." Ha'odam olav rak lases keli leparnasosi. A person has to do something in order to make a living, but then the living itself comes from the Eibishter. Uleishtadu b'chol keche. So the person has to make every effort to see to it asher hakeli yihyeh tohei mikol sig upseles de'eino, etc. He has to see to it that the keli that he's creating, the receptacle into which God can give him his parnosa, should be pure of any hint of unholiness, such as overcharging and so on. Haynu shiyiyah hakel al pidine hateza, which in general means that all of it, the business, should be conducted according to the laws of teza. Asher ozu keli zuyah lebracha v'yena. Then that keli, that vessel, is appropriate to God's blessings bishnayim in two ways. That it should be parnosa berevach, that initially the parnosa should come in abundance, v'asher haparnosa telech l'mokim haroya. And the second part of the bracha is that these earnings that are earned in a kosher way, not only are they abundant, but they also get used for positive blessing things, and not, God forbid, for negative costs, for unhappy costs.